Architectural principles in the age of humanism. Poetics of order. Oh, where is it? How about I lend it to someone?
You know, the arts library on campus might have a copy. I can just check that tomorrow.
Here it is. Yeah, this is it. Complexity and Contradiction in Contemporary Architecture. This book changed everything for me. You're gonna love it.
You seem kind of attached to it. Are you sure you want to let me borrow it? What if I spilled coffee on it or something?
I would find it in my heart to forgive you. Maybe. One day. No, seriously, take it. I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on it. This evening was exactly what I was hoping it would be. Casual conversation over a nice dinner at my place. Getting to know each other away from campus. Away from our respective roles as professor and TA. I know you were getting nervous about someone on campus catching us. I've definitely been worrying about that too. It's always exciting when we play in my office or anywhere at the university, really. But it's so dangerous. I mean, both of us could lose our jobs. Obviously, part of why it's so exciting. The fantasy of it all is addicting, but the more time I spend with you, the more I'm realizing that it's the real you that I'm so attracted to. Not the bratty, submissive TA who begs me to punish her with my cock. It's the witty, kind, well-read woman who works with me that I look forward to seeing every day.
So, we had dinner and drinks. What's for dessert?
Your body brushes past mine as you slip back into your chair at my book-strewn dining room table. I was gonna try and hide the fact that I don't ever use it, but I thought in the spirit of being real and honest with each other this evening, that I should just leave it how it usually is. Dessert? Oh. Well, before we get to that, I just want to talk about us.
Us?
Yeah. Like, what are you looking for? What do you want, you know, from this?
You know, for a professor, you kind of have a hard time expressing yourself with words.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, I just... You know what, I'm not sorry. You make me nervous. And you make my heart beat fast every time I see you, and I think I really like you. Your head tips to the side just slightly, and you glance up at me with a crooked little smile. Like you're enjoying watching me stumble over myself like a teenage boy with a crush.
I think I really like you, too.
And not just because of the sex, which is mind-blowing, obviously.
Obviously.
I just really like being around you. I've noticed that I'm always relaxed around you, and I can be myself in a way that I can't at work or with my family, you know? And I know that you being my TA is sort of problematic.
Right. Yeah, it is. I wouldn't want either of us to get in trouble with the university.
Right. But you feel the same way?
Yeah. I feel very much the same. Which means we're gonna have to be extra careful while we're at work. Think you can do that?
I can try.
Good.
You are very good at getting into trouble.
Yeah, I am. And I've gotten into a lot of trouble lately, haven't I?
now that I think about it, you've been giving me a pretty poor performance lately. Do I need to teach you another lesson?
Yeah, I think you do.
Bedroom. Now. What am I going to do with you? Clearly you enjoy being punished, don't you?
I like pleasing you, Professor.
I open up the top drawer of my dresser and feel around for the lube and anal vibrator you gave me a few weeks ago. You wanted me to hold on to it so I could decide when we would use it. I think now might be the perfect time. Turn over. Let me see that perfect ass. You turn over and push your ass out towards me. I push the bottom edge of your dress up to your hips and run my hand down your spine, down to your ass. Oh God, you're gorgeous. I hook my finger around the edge of your underwear and draw them down slowly. I push the tip of the toy up against you, and your back immediately arches. Oh, you're nice and ready for me, huh?
Yes, Professor.
I bet you know what I'm about to do. You probably recognize the feeling of the toy up against you. I circle the tip around your asshole, tapping it against you a few times, applying more and more pressure. A little further. Oh, you're loving this. Just wait till it starts vibrating. I push it in a little more. Almost all the way in. Your ass tightens around. Oh, there you go. Let's see. You were late by 4.5 minutes, weren't you?
Yes, Professor.
Then I think 4.5 minutes of vibration ought to be a good punishment. Oh. You can handle it, can't you? I know you can. You'll do it for me.
Yes, Professor.
Good girl. Your body writhes back and forth as you keep yourself planted on all fours. The plug is on the lowest vibration setting, and you're already making those desperate noises I love so much. Now, on to your lesson for today. I kick off my shoes and lie on my back beside you on the bed. Come here. Straddle my face. You hover over me with your knees on either side of my head. Put your hands on the headboard. Be still for me. That's it. You're such a good girl for your professor, aren't you? I wrap each of my hands around your ass and bring your pussy down to my mouth.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that plug is torturing you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... Oh, fuck, it's good.
Sit up. I crawl out from under you and press my hips against your ass. My hands grab your breasts and I pull you up against them. What am I going to do with you? It seems like you're enjoying your punishment too much.
I guess you have to find some other way to teach me a lesson.
I place one hand around the front of your neck and whisper low into your ear. Well, I'm not going to go easy on you. You're going to take my whole cock.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.